Mike Klintz of Nine News joins us, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, guys.
Were you surprised? I think we were both surprised that no changes were made yesterday. Thought that maybe after another dismal offensive performance in Carolina against another really bad football team, that that might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But no changes.
No changes. I think you could have made a case that that was the right timing yesterday, because it's back-to-back, you know, losing to 2-7 and 3-8 teams. And Monday, I should say, that was the first time I thought the Broncos were uninspired. You know, that it's not that they quit. I disagree with the notion that they quit. And I think that, you know, the evidence of that was they scored the late touchdown, got the, they did a good job recovering the onside kick. So they kept plugging, but they didn't have the same will. It looked to me, and maybe it's just because they couldn't stop the run. You know, Fangio used to say, when you can't stop the run, it looks like you're flat. And, it's like a pitcher who dominates hitters. It looks like the hitting team is flat. They just can't hit the pitcher. And maybe that was it right off the bat. Justin Simmons got trucked by the tight end there, was dragged for 8 yards, kind of set the tone on the physicality. It almost looked like the team was affected by the fact, they know their coach is in trouble. And, it just didn't seem right. But they decided to stick. You know, if there's 6 games left to go in the season, it is a little depressing to think that they're just going to go out to Baltimore this week and expect things to change. Just because, but that's where it is right now.
Mike, can you explain, and I don't think this is just necessarily for the Broncos. I think it tends to be the thinking around the league as well. Why is there a sense, well, we'll just wait till the end of the season, that it doesn't really serve us that well, that much to do it during the season? Why is there this seemingly groupthink mentality of, well, we'll wait till the end of the season to do this?
A couple of reasons. One, interim coaches historically don't make that big a difference. And, ask Wade Phillips what it's like to be an interim coach. He's been one, about 3 times, I think. And it's hurt his overall record if you add it in. Let's say you make Everall the interim coach here for the final 6 games. It's not going to fix the offense. The offense is still going to score 10 points against Baltimore, with those points coming probably in the final 2 minutes of each half against Prevent. That's not going to change. The other thing is you have to think who you want to bring in and hire. I don't think you want to send the message that to any coaching candidate out there that if it doesn't work out after 11 games, you could get fired. You want a little bit more demonstration that the ownership and the leaders are behind the coach. I think that is maybe an underrated factor. You look in and you fired Nathaniel Hackett on a 3-8 start, and you got Russell Wilson. Another coach could look in and say, boy, that's a job you don't want. So I think that might be a factor, too.
Offensively, obviously they turned over the play-calling duties to Clint Kubiak. Looked like a pretty good decision for a half against the Raiders, and then it just kind of dissipated. Last week was awful. What do they do now? I mean, are they just out of options? Do we just have to sit and watch this dreck for the next, however many games? What did you say, 5 games left? So 6 games left?
Yeah, 6 games left. It appears so. I mean, they get Judy. They could get Judy and Hamler back this week. How they cut and move around on Wednesday will be the determining factor. But that would give them a little bit of a bump. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, look what they're running out there, guys. you know, Latavius Murray is still an adequate back, but boy, that 52-yard run, the last 10 yards, I felt for him. you got three running backs that were all on practice squads this year. The receiving core, you know, it's Cortland Sutton and just a bunch of kids. You know, Kendall Hinton is a nice player, an overachiever, but, he's not necessarily a number two receiver.
Mike, jump in real quick, is there a real sense in that building, and is this maybe what is saving Hackett, that this is a, in their mind, this is a valid excuse, that there have been so many injuries, so many key guys, that it's not fair to pin this on Hackett to the point where you fire him? Is there a genuine feeling of that in the building over there?
That's a factor. The injuries are a factor for Nathaniel Hackett. As far as not firing him now, not firing him, and you know, at the end of the season, that might be two different things. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Okay.
I do think inside the building, they're rooting for Nathaniel Hackett, for this team to finish strong, so they don't have to fire him. You know, there's maybe some thought of keeping him and changing up some assistance, after the season. I mean, that's a possibility right now, believe it or not, it is. And we'll have to see how this finishes up. But right now, guys, I mean, it's been week after week after week after week with this offense. And there's no reason to believe it's going to change much, other than if Judy and Hamler come back completely healthy and are ready to roll. It's going to be tough sledding from here on out. You know, the Melvin Gordon goes to the Chiefs on a practice squad, and one of my colleagues said, "Is it possible they got the Chiefs signed him for intel?" on the Broncos. I said that would be like the Globetrotters signing away Red Klotz from the Generals. You know, what's the point? You only confuse yourself.
That's a deep pull right there. That is a deep pull. All right, Mike, we got to roll. That's good stuff. That's a good, okay. Yeah. Right, I thought the same thing. I started to think the same exact thing. Thank you, Mike Kliss. Then I stopped myself. I went, no, that has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Right.
They're not here to get Denver Bronco intel.
The only intel they'd be like, okay, tell us about your offense so we make sure we never do any of the things you guys are doing.
Exactly.
Like, we don't want to have any carryover.
Oh, my goodness. Mike Kliss, 9 News, joining us, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook.